Thank you so much for tuning in to Living in the Spirit podcast. This is Misha Wesley. I'm so gracious and appreciative of you for joining me on today. Whichever day you're watching, day or night, I'm so thankful that you've watched, that you've listened. For many of those who don't know, I usually record my podcast always in the midnight hour. I believe midnight is the most strategic, powerful watch. The watch of the third watch is the most powerful watch. We see that so many things transpire during that particular watch of the night. So first off, let me just set a background or a backdrop for what I'm about to go into today. So the Lord has been speaking to me concerning the month or the number 8. And for those of you who don't know, the Lord helps me to interpret numbers biblically, of course. I interpret dreams and visions and numbers biblically. And the Lord causes me to interpret, he told me to interpret the number 8 for this month. And he was giving me words as I was worshiping him. And the Lord never really gives me prophetic words for the month. I will never release words every single month. It's always by the Spirit of the Lord. And normally he only deals with me in seasons and over spans of time. Could be 5 years, could be 1 year, could be a span of 6 months, could be 10 years. So it's always a season or an era, E-R-A. Okay, so let me just go into this, and I'm going to read from my book, God's Coded Language. So reading from my book, God's Coded Language, Abraham, the father of faith, had 8 sons, which symbolized the new beginning in the earth. Jesus appeared to his disciples 8 times after he was resurrected back to life. The 8th month is the month of gestation, since 8 signifies new beginnings. But not just that, it symbolizes God's promises, his new covenant with us, which is seen in Genesis 17, 11 through 12. So let's go a little deeper and look at the Hebrew letter hit. Also reading from my book, God's Coded Language. This is a season of open doors, opportunities, and one great big opportunity is to enter the womb of worship. Listen to me and hear me very carefully right here. Let me just repeat that right there because there's an emphasis. This is a season of open doors, opportunities, and one great big opportunity is to enter the womb of worship. This is a word I received from the Lord. He also told me the word gestation, which is the process of carrying or being carried in the womb, which is between conception and birth. Pregnancy, development, incubation, maturation, a ripening. So a season right there. The development of something over a period of time. A development, origination, a drafting, a formation, evolution, or an emergence. Stay with me right here. So many are in a season of emergence. Business ideas are emerging. Many people are in a season of transition. They're changing locations, moving from one location to another. They're selling their house. They're planting a church, a business, starting a business, starting school. This is a month of gestation or growth, incubation. Which brings me to the dream that I had. The Holy Spirit gave me a dream. And in this particular dream, I was pregnant. I remember looking down at my belly and I felt my stomach and I looked down feeling my stomach at the same time. And I saw the baby within me, but the baby was stretching. The legs were stretching. The arms were stretching. It was stretching so much, like it was stretching out within me. And I could feel the pain from it stretching. And for many of you who have been pregnant, you know what this is like. But for many of you who do not, the stretching, when a baby stretches or moves or flips over in you, it's painful. Come on. Hey. So as the baby began to stretch in me, I saw the legs not actual legs, but I saw the baby stretching over my stomach, you know, moving within my stomach. And the baby stretched, and as the baby stretched out, I delivered the baby and I gave birth to it because the stretching, and it was so painful, and then it came out. Oh, Jesus. And then there was a woman next to me, a girl next to me, and I told her to cover the baby. It was naked. The baby was naked, so I told her to cover that baby right there. And she covered it and did as I said. Thank you, Abba, for that dream. So what brings me to this, and with that, the Lord needs us to enter the womb of worship. The place of worship is the womb. What is a womb? A womb is the place where things are developed. They're grown, nourished, and formed. Worship is where the promises of God are formed and nourished. Without our worship to the Lord, our promises becomes mere dreams and never manifest into reality. They never come to pass in the natural realm. Hallelujah. So then, what does it truly mean to be a worshiper? Well, to me, worship is honoring and loving the Lord wholeheartedly with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your might. Which brings me to Matthew 22:37. And it says, Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind." My God, all of your mind. How can you worship the Lord with all your mind? And how can you worship the Lord with all your soul and your heart? What is the mind? What is the soul? And what is the heart? Well, let me just break it down for you. The soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. The mind is our intellect, our thoughts, our memories. So I'm sensing right here that so many people can't connect and worship to the Lord. They can't connect in, with Abba because there's something blocked right there in your memories. You're stuck and connected to the trauma. You're stuck and you keep on remembering the pain caused by the emotion. It's all connected and it's like you're blocked. It's a blockage right there. So right now in the name of Jesus, I uproot, I bind up every spirit of blockage, every spirit of hindrance keeping you from worshiping the Lord, keeping your mind from connecting with the Lord, keeping your intellect, your thoughts, and your memories connected to that thing of the past. I break it right now with the blood of Jesus. And I decree over your life that you will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So let me go a little further. What is the will? So the definition of will is used to express future, as in a future event, or used to express a desire. My God, you ever heard of the term my heart's desire, right? Your desires and God's desires. That's his will. It's also a choice, a willingness, consent, or in negative constructions, refusal. So your will could not be the Father's will. And that's how we can get into rebellion. And there's many of you right now that are in rebellion because your will and God's will are not the same. They're not in alignment. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I command every single thing in your life to line up, to align with the will of God. Lay aside every weight of bondage, every burden, lay it to the side and worship the Lord with your will. What is God's will for your life? What is it? Sometimes we just don't know what the will of God is. Let me just give you a hint. Jeremiah 29:11. Always remember that. Start right there. Start right there. The will of God. The will of God. Jeremiah 29:11, it says that God has a hope and a future. He has a plan for your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanted to stop right there because I just wanted all of that to sink in what I just taught. I'm going to go a little deeper. So I want your will and God's will to line up. Your will and God's will line up in the name of Jesus. Don't refuse what God wants to do in your life. Don't refuse his instructions. And so many times we can get out of the will of God by not being connected to certain people that God has connected you with. And a leader actually told me just not too long ago, he said, don't stray away from the connections, the divine connections that God connected you with. It wasn't by accident that you met someone or that person. And here's what I mean. Let me just make it very clear. When God wants to do something in your life, he sends a person. When the enemy wants to do something in your life, he sends a person, right? And this is what I mean, nothing happens by accident. When you're in the will of God, when you're allowing God to do and have his way in your life, and you know that you're walking in God's will, there's people that will come in your life and that will manifest the destiny, that will manifest his destiny for you. And you know it's his destiny because your spirit, it agrees. Hallelujah, my God. So let me just... Let's go on to the emotions. Remember, we're in the soul. What is the soul? The mind, the will, and emotions, right? So now we're in the emotions. The emotions are the feelings, circumstances, mood, or relationships. My God. Let me say that again. The emotions are the feelings. It's connected to feelings, circumstances, mood, and relationships. Sometimes we can get caught up in the bad relationships. We can get caught up in the bad moods or the wrong mood. We can get caught up in destructive circumstances and destructive feelings. But right now, the Lord says that the time is coming. Indeed, it's here right now. When true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit. So those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. My God. And I just read John 4:23-24. Here's another scripture to sink down into your memory. Honor the Lord, you heavenly beings. We are heavenly beings. Because we are mind, we are soul, body, and spirit. That makes us heavenly beings, meaning our body is here in the physical realm, but we can also touch the unseen realm as well. We can touch the realm that we can't see with our natural eyes. We can touch it. It's tangible because God's presence, when it manifests, the glory of God weighs on our natural realm. And when God's glory is weighing down on us, it causes us to not be able to stand. It changes things. God's glory changes our story. It changes the history of our life. It transforms us. Jesus. Sorry. I'm getting excited. Honor the Lord, you heavenly beings. Honor the Lord for his glory and strength. Honor the Lord for the glory of his name. My God, worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The presence of God is not tainted. It's pure. And this is the time and the season, the era where God's true worshipers are rising. Being connected to Abba once again. So many people have got away from that pure worship. Where we only just want God. We only want him. I'm going to bring you right back to the place of worship. Listening to this podcast, listening to the sound of my voice will bring you and usher you back into the presence of God. I want you there. Abba wants you there. Hallelujah. And that's Psalms 29:1-2. My God. So I'm going to leave you with this, with that word that I just gave you. I want you to remember this word. I want you to think on it, pray on it, ponder it. Believe it. God is opening doors. He wants to bring you back into the presence, into his place of worship. The true worshipers are rising right now. This is the month where you go deeper with God. Let me read this to you because I didn't read the number 8 to you, the Hebrew number 8. My soul, hallelujah. Let me read this to you. I want to read this to you here. The Hebrew letter het is associated with a number of positive character traits. For example, the Hebrew word choma, meaning wisdom, begins with the letter het. Stay with me right here. As does the word hashedut, which means righteousness, and hen, meaning grace. The numerical value of the letter het is 8, which is often associated with super spirituality or holiness, as it is one more than 7, which represents the holy realm of the Sabbath. So going back to the covenant that the Lord established in Genesis 17, when Jewish boys are circumcised, and also going back to Abraham, the father of faith, when Jewish boys are circumcised and enter into their faith's holy ancient covenant, it is commanded to be performed on the 8th day. In connecting with the super holiness and positive attributes associated with the letter het, it is also important to note that the letter het begins with the word hayim, meaning life. The letter also looks like a doorway. Come on. This is the Hebrew letter het. Okay? In thinking about all of this information related to the Hebrew letter het together, some think that the important message we can learn from the letter is that the way we can pass through the doorway to a good life. How we can pass through the doorway. So remember, the doorway is the worship, the womb of worship, staying in the place of worship where things are formed. Because this is a season of gestation, transition. We have to stay in that womb of worship, worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. The place of worship is where everything begins, emerges, develops, or originates. So if you want to get that book that I just read from, God's Coded Language, Cracking the Code to the Realm of Prophetic Interpretation, go ahead and go to my website, collegeofprophetic arts.online. collegeofprophetic arts.online. Listen, I want to thank you so much for listening on today. Thank you so much for taking all of this in. Much of what I teach is very strong meat. I don't swim in shallow waters. In fact, you can't swim at all when the water is shallow. Those who follow me desire to go deeper and into the deeper things of God, I just sense a angelic visitation upon those who are receiving this message. I'm sensing an angelic encounters with Abba, God encounters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just decree double upon every person that is watching. Double for your trouble. For double trouble, you shall receive, for double shame, you shall receive double honor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father God, for your promises that are manifesting. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Lord. Listen, Thank you so much for listening to Living in the Spirit. This is your host, Misha Wesley. I upload new podcasts every night at midnight. So continue to listen and continue to follow and subscribe. We are on all major listening platforms. We will soon be on Apple. And that information will be announced coming soon. Thank you once again. You can follow me on all of my Twitter, which is prophetic_arts. Follow me on Instagram, which is just Misha Wesley. On my Facebook, Misha Wesley. And of course, the School of Prophetic Arts and Worship, where I train, develop ministers. I train you in your gifting. I train you to go deeper and higher. I equip the people in my school are released with better understanding in their callings and their giftings and how to function and navigate those things that the Lord has given them. So I want you to enroll for fall classes. Those are coming. Fall classes are coming very soon. So enroll. Enrollment starts now. So go ahead if you're interested in that. Go to my website as well, collegeofpropheticarts.online. Also, you can email us, schoolofpropheticarts@gmail.com. Just go ahead, go to our website or follow our Facebook page for more information and updates. God bless you all and thank you. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. And I decree that double upon your life, over your life, double abundance, double financial increase. In Jesus' name, God bless you.